The Unstoppable Way Hampton Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
This is KAYT-FM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress. Heavenly Father, for this day, a day, Heavenly Father, you saw from the very foundation of the world. So now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all honor, and you're worthy of all glory. In Jesus' name we ask and pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my sister in the ministry, Reverend Cotton, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening to us by Radio Paradise Ministry, and those of you that are watching us as we stream live on the internet, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord that is taken from 2 Corinthians 4. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through about 7. 1 Corinthians 4, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 7, where you... If you need more time, say, wait a minute. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 1 through 7, where we find these words which are recorded. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, even who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthly vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Thank you. You may be seated. But we have this treasure in earthly vessel, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. I want to use our topic this morning, preparation. Don't forget why you started. Preparation. Do not forget why you started. Preparation, preparing. Preparation is defined as a process of making ready or use of for service. God is preparing us for service, and that service is eternal. Today is what we call a dress rehearsal. We are in a dress rehearsal for what is coming in the future. God is moving us specifically towards our goals, which is to have a unique relationship with Him. And God is elevating us to a higher standard of accountability and a higher standard of walk in our daily lives. In the life of the Apostle Paul, God had prepared him for such a time as this, to know, to share, and to live a life honoring God. And when we think about what God is doing, when we think about what God has done in our life, we see how the Apostle Paul was the example that men have often seen was instrumental in so many areas of ministry that we even preach about today. We're told in 1 Corinthians 2 and 9, it states, "Eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, nor have entered into the hearts of man the thing which God has prepared for those who love him." God has something so extraordinary, so magnificent that we have not seen. But what God is doing, he's revealing to us the thing that he is preparing for those who love him. The Apostle Paul was equipped to handle the ministry that God had given him. And he was faithful to the task that God had given him. And what it tells us today is that God has a need for faithful servants. Preparation. Don't forget why you started. Memories are precious. As we get older, there will come a time when we will begin to forget things. Pastor's forgetting things today, but so are you. We won't be able to recall things as quickly as we did when we were younger. And as we think about ministry, we are not to forget why we started. And don't forget the commitment we made to the Lord. So many times we want to be in choirs and we want to be ushers and we want to be deacons and deaconesses, but don't forget why you started. There's a commitment associated with everything and every ministry that we had. The commitment to be on time, the commitment to be at meetings, the commitment to be there when there are things to be done in the confine of the church. Don't forget when you started. Yeah. Pastors and preachers and ministers, don't forget why you started. There's a process that God is watching in the preparation stage that we all go through in life. And pastors and preachers and ministers have a responsibility of equipping those who have a relationship or a ministry that God has given them. Am I in your neighborhood? Yeah. Don't forget the commitment you made. Today, there are many who have surrendered or given up on their ministry. Maybe it would cause disagreements within the local organization. And for that, they said, oh, I'm not going to participate. I'm not going to be involved. I'm just going to sit out. Their ministries have dwindled down because they forgot why they started. We're told that 1,500 pastors leave the ministry permanently each month in America to a variety of issues and problems. Something unusual is happening in today's society. For that many pastors and leaders in ministry to say, I give up, some reason they are saying it's burnout. Some is saying there are disagreements. Some is saying there are other elements within the confines of the church, which we are part of, that are causing ministers and leaders to leave. 1,500 is a lot, y'all. I personally went to school with a lot of white pastors who were literally in tears because of the way the church treated them. And they were walking away from their ministry because of church folks. Not the world, but church folks, the way they were treated. But as believers, we are invited to return to that spiritual moment when conviction was clear and our conscience was firm. This remembrance is not a passive act, but a living choice to continue to trust and to hold on to hope. Despite all the surrounding issues around us today, more than ever, we need to stay focused. That's some stuff going on in the world today. I just read off plenty of them. But God is asking us to stay focused to the cause and stay committed to your ministry. For God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Don't forget why you started. The historical text in Paul's letter in 2 Corinthians revealed that he faced significant opposition and discouragement, leading him to consider his effectiveness and even his right as an apostle. Here's a man who wrote a lot of the New Testament, and yet he was debating on whether his worth was significant. But God had given him a mandate to preach and teach his word to those who would not hear. Now, certainly the Pharisees and the Sadducees and religious body were creating so much of an issue for him with rules and regulation, and some even accused of false doctrine caused so much of the problem. Paul did not quit or give up for any reason, not even because of persecution or weariness or exhaustion. Pastors are exhausted today. Because not only are we seeing the complexities of the world and society today, but we're seeing the things that's impacting the church today. That's drawing people away. I did some study. There's something called algorithm, technical term. And this is about all this computer stuff. And these algorithms are right here in this thing that we bring to church every Sunday. And in this algorithm, it shares all kind of doctrine and information that can get